Death is the closest thing to omnipotence we will experience in our brief time on this planet. It is an all-encompassing power, binding everything and providing a cold certainty to an otherwise uncertain existence. The firm grip of this assurance reaches much further than the extinguishment of life. It greedily claims the hope and happiness of those who remain. It is a definite ending, but is it also a provable beginning? Prologue. Linda Granger did not see death coming. Sleep shielded her from the unfolding horror. The looming headlights and the panic screams of her husband were beyond her conscious state. When her head shattered the windshield, the dream about her son ended, sending her into what's next. Linda was gone before the car rolled 7 times and wrapped around a large oak tree. Her husband, Stephen, was not as fortunate. He died 2 minutes later. Linda had fallen asleep from emotional exhaustion. She died with regrets. Chapter 1. Jeff's sheets were drenched in sweat. He strained to hear because he wanted to continue the conversation he had been having. The bass drum of his pulse throbbed in his ears, making hearing impossible. He sat up and glanced about frantically. Where had she gone? As sleep gave way to the waking world, dread filled him. He remembered the terrible truth. These muddled conversations with his mother had become nightly occurrences since his parents' accident. The last words he shared with his mother were over the phone, and they were harsh. The next time he picked up the phone, mere hours later, it was the Missouri State Police asking him to come to the hospital. It has been over a year since that terrible night, yet the pain had not gone away. In some ways, it grew worse. Jeff rolled on his side as tears streamed down his cheeks. In his dream, he told his mother he loved her. He wondered if she could hear him. Somehow, he believed it might be possible. His grieving heart longed for a way to communicate with his late parents. Jeff rolled over and tried to go back to sleep. It was impossible. He eventually got up and opened the blinds. It rained last night, and a steamy mist shielded the street from view. This was the perfect morning to stay in bed, and he almost did, if not for 2 things. His sheets were soaked, and he was excited about today. Even though he needed extra sleep, since he'd be staying up all night, he just couldn't hold back the excitement of investigating with his 4th paranormal group in as many months. Missouri spirit seekers claim to do purely scientific investigations, but the 3 previous groups he joined did as well. He hoped this time would be different. They would be investigating Pythian Castle tonight, the most haunted location in Springfield, not too far from Jeff's alma mater, Missouri State. The castle was a very cool historical site, but to Jeff, it was another opportunity to find answers for life's greatest mystery, death. Although the investigation was still 12 hours away, nervous anticipation consumed him. He hoped this was not another seance-based sage-burning ghost hunt like most of the others. His previous groups were as far away from science as one could get. Jeff brewed a pot of coffee and microwaved a bowl of instant oatmeal before sitting down to watch his recording of the show, which started him on the path to paranormal investigation. He viewed it often, but it had become a ritual to watch on the day of an investigation. If Jeff were counting, this would be his 83rd time to watch. The show starred 2 men, who were electricians by trade, investigating haunted places using the scientific method. They gathered measurable scientific evidence in their investigations. In this particular episode, they were investigating the catacombs underneath an old church in Baltimore. What piqued Jeff's interest were the electronic voice phenomenon the men had captured on their digital recorders. He wondered if EVPs are actually the voices of the dead. The guys on the show didn't commit one way or the other. They just presented the recordings.
"You, up above," a disembodied voice said. "The way through," another one whispered. The most eerie utterance of them all said, "Come down here among us."
Jeff's reaction was the same every time he watched. Chills intermingled with hope and fear ran up his spine. Jeff reached into a box under the coffee table and retrieved his digital recorder. He held it in his hands as if it were an object of holy veneration. Jeff recorded his own EVP one night several months earlier at the scene of his parents' accident. Short, incredible, and heartbreaking, his mother seemed to call his name from beyond. The EVP was still on his recorder, even though he had backed it up to 12 sources. He would never delete it from any device. Never.